This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me.
Hey, good evening, Brett. In less than 90 minutes from a midnight deadline, the Trump administration announced it was, for the second time, certifying Iran's compliance with the nuclear agreement. Fox News obtained Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's certification letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan. In it, he writes, quote, Iran is unquestionably in default of the spirit of the agreement. Although, by this letter, I certify that based on available information, the conditions are met as of July 17, 2017. President Trump has directed his administration to work with allies to explore options for addressing the JCPOA's considerable flaws and to take steps to more strictly enforce the agreement's provision. Hours later, the administration announced sanctions on Iranian entities and also offered condemnation for Iran's behavior beyond the scope of the nuclear deal.
Iran remains, and we all know this, one of the most dangerous threats to the United States, not only our interests here around the world, but also to regional stability.
The administration says the new U.S. sanctions target more than a dozen Iranians and entities for supporting Iran's ballistic missile program, its Revolutionary Guards Corps, and stealing Western software and selling it to the Iranian government. Despite the additional sanctions and aggressive language towards Iran, some Republicans still oppose the administration's repeated certifications that Iran is complying with the agreement. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton writes, quote, Iran is not complying with the nuclear agreement, and granting Iran a full slate of sanctions relief is certainly not vital to U.S. national security. The administration says it will continue complying with the Iran nuclear agreement and adhering to it while it undertakes a full policy review of U.S. full policy towards Iran. The U.S. and U.S. officials also say they want to work with European allies to try to push stronger controls on Iran nuclear behavior, though that has plenty of challenges, that approach does. Brent?
Rich Edson, live at the State Department. Rich, thank you.
Kind of surprising that this would be recertified, but actually the second time that the president has recertified that Iran is in compliance with the terms of the Iran nuclear deal, giving the regime in Tehran another 90 days of sanctions relief. The decision comes days after the deal's second anniversary. The National Review is citing credit for the White House, says that no one there is a fan of President Obama's bargain with Iran. The ongoing internal debate is over how best to rein in Iran's nuclear program, given the existence of the deal. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Secretary of Defense James Mattis are in favor of keeping the deal in place and using it as leverage, at least for the time being, while Trump advisor Steve Bannon and CIA Director Mike Pompeo favor a complete withdrawal from the agreement. The president seems to have sided with the former primarily to give the administration more time for an ongoing interagency review. You know, this is the thing that anything that has to do with Trump, as quick as things are moving, you know, some people look at it and, you know, it's either half full or the glass is half empty, you know, and it's some cases moving too slow. Other cases, you know, it's, wow, we're moving at light speed here for someone who's been in office, just short of 6 months here. And it just is not moving fast enough for some people, you know, kind of amazing. How this is working out and the perspective that it has on this country and the conversation that we're having. But I would say and caution, you know, for the sake of good debate and good conversation, try to be civil, okay? I mean, we don't need to be ideologically fixed here. We are better when we are united. Yes, we can disagree and we can do so civilly, and I think that is important. Because we do need to have this conversation. And this is why this conversation and these ideas are welcomed here at Bill Martinez Live. Because if we're going to further this constitutional and this government that is all about liberty and freedom for all, then the conversation needs to continue. And we need to listen to one another, not talk through, not shut down, but to be able to share ideas. Because last time I checked, There's not any one person who has all the good. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues, as I promise you. It is 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
We're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information's right there. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Marvin Scott joins us now. He's a living member of the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame, recipient of 11 Emmy Awards for journalistic achievement, and is a veteran journalist in both print and broadcast mediums. Marvin, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good to be with you, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, Marvin. I got to tell you, you being a journalist, my heart really, I mean, I come out of the broadcast journalistic genre, but out of true journalism, and I know you've had broadcast experience as well, I just see this part of the profession being compromised in so many ways, and I've talked with many old school journalists that are very much aggrieved by the new style of journalism that seems to be quite pervasive in our culture.
It saddens me to see what has happened over the years. And I think principally what is responsible for that is the evolution of social media. Mm-hmm. I think that has changed the way people get their news. I saw a poll that indicated 62% of the recipients said they got their news from social media, mm-hmm. 44% of them from Facebook. And the sad reality is that social media plays by different rules and different standards than we have as journalists and as we were taught in journalism school and taught in the trenches, covering stories day in and day out. Mm-hmm. And it saddens me terribly. I read on your website, you know, you say your job is to educate and not to provide commentary. Let the facts speak for you. Mm-hmm. And what I characterize myself as, I characterize myself as a storyteller, mm-hmm. and I let the facts speak for themselves, the who, what, when, where, why.
Exactly.
And that's been my mantra over the years.
Mm-hmm. And it has served you well, and for me as well, in the pursuit of truth, Marvin, because the point is that the truth has been so compromised, it's become relative, it's opened up, as you say, with the dawning of social media. Anybody that has access to a microphone, a computer, can start putting out opinion out there. And the traditional values, like you say, of delivering the facts to your constituency, it doesn't matter. I mean, in some cases, people are just out there for clicks because the industry, the social media model is such, it'll pay you for the number of clicks. It doesn't pay you for being objective or delivering the truth. It just says, how many eyeballs can you get on this? And 60 Minutes, as you'll recall, I think about a month ago, did an in-depth on their scale investigation on this and interviewed a couple of guys that were the purveyors of fake news, and it's all about generating revenue for them, and it doesn't matter about the truth. It's just, hey, the more clicks we get, the more money we get.
It is It has become a business, and it's sad because often what is generated on social media is picked up by general media without the fact-checking, and that has been the biggest problem we've seen in recent years. We used to have editorial control at every station I have ever worked, at every newspaper where I've worked. There's been editorial control. Nothing got on the air or in print until it passed through an editor. Today, what's generated by social media is picked up by general media, often without going past an editor.
Exactly.
An example, a month ago, my wife was up late, and she shouted from one room to me that Prince Philip had passed away. All right, well, I picked up the news from her. In the morning, I was listening to the radio and heard quite a different story.
Exactly.
Prince Philip hadn't passed away, but he had resigned from his responsibilities. I asked her, Lori, where'd you hear that he died? She said it was all over social media at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's how so much of this begins. And it's picked up by mainstream media. Not all, and we're not all irresponsible, but there are some out there that are not following the correct standards of fact-checking and validity before we go on the air with it.
Well, Marvin, speaking of editors, are you finding now, compared to back then when you learned the hard way and went through the school of knocks and hard knocks, you know, through the different radio stations and entities that you worked for, that there seemed to be kind of an ethical boundary, so to speak, and in as much as that there were some standards? It seems today, at least from my purview, in the what we would call the mainstream media, that it seems to be more ideologically fixed and makes no apology for it. And that, I believe, is contributing to this whole smear campaign and adding to, you know, the rapidity of getting something out there because it happens to fit your perspective. And because of that, I don't need to do the extra work to make sure what I'm reporting has validity and credibility.
You know, I hear this all the time. There are complaints of us. We've been made out to be scoundrels in the media. Back after Watergate, we were heroes, and now we're not respected as we should be. We are an honorable profession, and we are the purveyors of, we are the messengers, and we tell the stories. But also with 800 channels out there and social media, we also offer commentary and we label it as such.
Exactly.
I saw a bumper sticker once that said, I get my humor from Fox News. I get my news from the Comedy Channel. And it's like ice cream. You want vanilla? You go to Fox.
Yeah.
You want
right.
chocolate? You go to MSNBC. And I have a feeling people today like to be spoon-fed the news. So you can get whatever flavor you want wherever you go. And my suggestion, watch one of each, spend an hour on each side, then form your own opinion. But people don't do that. They'll follow what wishes and their thoughts and their ideology and philosophy is towards anything in life, political or otherwise.
Exactly. We've kind of contributed to it as well. I mean, it's a total, if you want to say, conspiracy. You know, we've all participated in it because, as you say, we're going to listen to that which fits our own worldview and complements our own prejudices. And all that's, you know, all that's fine and well. I mean, you know, we have that choice and that right to do that. I would encourage those that have questions to keep asking those questions and to pursue the truth, which is not relative. I believe the truth is the truth is the truth. And you know when you have it, you know, it's kind of like when little Johnny at home steals a cookie and he's got crumbs on his face and he tells you there's no way that he stole a cookie. It just doesn't sit right. It doesn't sit right, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's a good analogy, yes.
Yeah. So I think that's the opportunity that we have here in this culture is to demand better. And certainly the media's taken a hit, as you know. You look at the you know, number of advertisers that are dropping out, the viewers, the subscribers that are dropping out. You know, when you and I were kids growing up, the mainstream media then at the time, the networks, the three major networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC, commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Today, less than 50%.
That is a sad reality. Another sad reality, Bill, is the fact that in the past 10 to 15 years, we lost over 100 newspapers across the country.
Yeah, that says something right there. Marvin, let me interrupt you for just a second because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there. Marvin Scott is our guest. Okay. We've got more from Marvin on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're visiting with the infamous one and only Marvin Scott, living member of the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Marvin, I got to tell you, honestly, you're the first Hall of Famer from the New York State Broadcasters that I've had a chance to have a conversation with on Bill Martinez Live. So we appreciate the time, and we're honored to have you here on the show with us.
I'm honored to be with you. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, let's talk more. Let's finish up the conversation. Cause I had to cut you off in terms of, you know, you're talking about the number of newspaper entities. I mean, I'm sure some people are not aware of how many newspaper entities have gone by the wayside.
We have lost the newspapers, and also the economics of it all has impacted us. Those papers that still exist, many of them out there, have cut back on the staffs. They've cut back on the seasoned beat reporters who are out there checking their sources day in and day out. The number of editors have been cut back at radio, TV, and newspapers. We don't have that same degree of checking that was always there. Today, it's the attitude, get on the air first, get the story out first. But Dan Rather once said, I'd rather be last but be accurate.
Yes.
And that is a problem today. And that's how some of this, what we have been characterized as fake news, gets generated, because it's not adequately verified. We don't check with second sources. We were taught in journalism school there have to be two sources to every story.
Exactly.
And that is something we always seek. That's something I have always sought in my 50 years in this business. And something I talk about in the book. I talk about reaching out to sources and how important it is to generate a story and also to respect those sources. Mm. The more you have out there and the more they trust you, the more you're likely to get a good exclusive. I talk about the agony and ecstasy of exclusives and how I've lost some good ones because I would not betray a source.
Yeah.
And it's all laid out in my book, which I hope you've seen. It's called A Reporter's As I Saw It, A Reporter's
Yes, exactly.
Intrepid Journey.
Right.
So that's just out, and it's a composition of 26 of the more unique stories I've covered out of the 15,000 I've done over the past 50 years.
What a life, huh? When you look back and see this compilation, I know that maybe from time to time during the span of your life you look back, but when you're actually writing it down and then you have to edit some of the stories out, you probably look over the breadth of the work that you've done and just think, wow, you know, do you feel a little bit like Forrest Gump? I mean, because you've been right there at the pinnacle of all these historic events. I mean, you know, you've interviewed, what, six presidents? You know, what an incredible experience to be there one-on-one with the most powerful men in the world.
Well, one of the funny moments was my daughter read the book, and she called me. She said, Dad, you really brought Martin Luther King a Coke? I remember you told me I was a little girl when you told me you met him, but I don't remember you bringing him a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That was back in 1966. He picked up a march against fear in Mississippi after James Meredith, who was the leader of the march, was shot. Mm-hmm. And Dr. King and other members of the civil rights movement had picked up that march. And I sat with him on the side of a dirt road during a break in the march. I had just filed a radio report of a motel across the road, and I returned, and he was sitting there, and I wasn't intending to bring him the Coke. I brought an extra one to put in my pocket. It was a hot day.
Right.
And I sat down with him, and I offered him one, and we chatted for a few moments. And that was an incredible moment for me because at that moment we were talking about what his goals were, and he kind of repeated what he had said in that speech in Washington a couple of years earlier, that his vision was that someday we would judge a man not by the color of his skin but the content of his character.
Exactly.
And I asked him why he did it. He had so many threats on his life and at least one attempt and a family. Why did you do this, Dr. King? And he looked at me and he paused for a moment and said, for the children, for the children.
Yeah.
And it's those children who are benefiting by all he did back in during that struggle in the 60s.
Well, here you are. You're one time you're offering a Coke and having a chance to have a one-on-one discussion with Martin Luther King, which had to just be precious for you. And then you find yourself standing over his casket upon his death. Wow, you talk about a framework there. That's an incredible photo right there.
It was a very emotional moment. I was one of three reporters inside the funeral home, standing over his open casket, when Ralph David Abernathy, who took over the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and Andy Young and a couple of others from the civil rights movement walked in, and they stood silently over his casket. And Ralph Abernathy and I was standing there in a corner, very quietly, doing a very quiet narrative into my tape recorder, as Ralph Abernathy leaned in and touched Dr. King's face and muttered, "Martin, Martin." And then all of them went into the 23rd Psalm.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And in the background, there were these women in the front pew. It just, you could hear the tears. And it was an emotional moment, but also for me, career-wise, one of the most frustrating moments of my career, because I captured the emotion of the moment just in the natural sound of what was going on in front of me, and plus the words I added of description of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
After that moment, when I went outside, my tape recorder was not functioning. The tape had wrapped around the capstan.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I remember those days. How frustrating that could be when that happens. Were you able to save much of that tape?
No, it was all lost.
Oh my goodness! Wow, but not to your mind. I mean, did you feel being that close that when Martin Luther King when he was assassinated that a part of America died with him?
Absolutely, because he brought so much hope to so many people, and It was something that really it tore America apart at that moment, as we saw in the riots that followed after that. It was probably one of the darkest hours in American history.
I saw him as a bridge, a bridge to unity, and suddenly that bridge was exploded, and it disunified us. We were at a point, I thought, even though it was, I mean, he forced America to deal with some issues, answer some questions, and to reinforce their beliefs. And suddenly that was obliterated. And I think we're still recovering to a degree to this very day because of that.
To a degree we are, but I really admired the man. As far as physical appearance, he was 5.5 feet in height, but so much larger in his stature.
Yeah.
He knew how to deal with people. He was a voice of moderation. I watched him during the course of the march, how he would deal with the protesters and how he would try to ameliorate things and how he would deal with his own followers, and also how he would achieve things in the civil rights movement. As we would pass a cotton field and off in the distance, he would wave off in the distance. We would see no one, and he would say, "Wave his arms, chill, chill."
Yeah.
And suddenly you would see these figures emerge from behind the cotton field, and they would come and join the march. And each individual who joined the march was another small victory for the civil rights movement.
Exactly.
One of the interesting sidebars I had while I was covering that march, I was staying at a Holiday Inn Junior in Sardis, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And during the morning, I was listening to my recording devices and filing reports on my typewriter. We didn't have computers back then.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner's daughter, an 8-year-old girl, most impressionable, darling little girl, would come over and talk to me. And she asked me if I was a reporter and where I was from. And I told her New York. And she said, "Oh, Yankee, Northern." And I said, "Yes." And she looked at me quizzically.
Uh-huh.
And I inquired why. And she had the notion that Yankees had horns.
Oh.
I was glad to belie her myth as I flapped my ears.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations on the book, Marvin. We got to leave it here. Sadly, it's a wrap. The book, As I Saw It, A Reporter's Intrepid Journey, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places, certainly, correct?
That's right. Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. It's there right now.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients, and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Just one of the many ways you can connect with Bill Martinez Live. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Justin Danhoff joins us. Justin is the general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as director of the Center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. It's always nice to talk with you.
Hey, good to have you on. You have an interesting viewpoint here and experience to share with us regarding why the healthcare reform stalled. You're pointing the finger squarely in the faces of CEOs that you recently confronted during their shareholder meetings. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, so I think that there's a big misfocus on what's happened in the last 48 hours in the Senate, which really is something that's been going on for kind of 2 decades right before our eyes, but a lot of people haven't wanted to realize that. Mm-hmm. And that is a very simple message that what you learned it from your liberal professors in high school and in college, that big business and conservatives and the Republican Party are all one in the same. They're all in the pocket together. That entire narrative was completely backwards. And now we have the proof in the pudding with the health insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industries and what has happened starting with Obamacare. Big business is now in the interest of big government liberals teaming up to essentially steal money from me, you, and everyone else for their bottom line. That is the current narrative that needs to be explained to the public, and that's why I'm so glad you have me on right now.
Well, Justin, so I was just going to say very briefly, just to interject here, we knew that when it came to Obamacare, the insurance companies were all over this. They were part of the architects that designed the whole health care plan, complicit with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. And this is some of the backroom stuff that took place, where they said, okay, we'll go along with this, but heads we win, tails you lose, right?
Exactly right. There was bailouts after bailouts after bailouts written into Obamacare to essentially ensure, as you said, the health insurers were involved in the process from A to Z. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they never, never considered the effect on the American people. They were only considering the effect on their bottom line. And so any provision that was written into Obamacare that may have harmed their bottom line, they made sure that there was a secondary provision that would give them a bailout if their financials started to dip from the American taxpayer. And so, you know, the most famous being what's known as the risk corridor,
yes,
where in the Obamacare exchanges, if a company wasn't profitable, well, guess what? They would get money, and it was supposed to originally be from other profitable companies. But as we know, nobody was profitable in the Obamacare exchanges, so all that money had to come from John and Jane taxpayer. And so, interestingly enough, a lot of folks don't realize that the health insurance companies were really intimately involved, and so were the pharmaceutical companies who set up the rules that essentially the big pharmaceutical companies would get everything that they want, but it would squeeze out the medium and smaller size companies that are nipping on the heels of the Johnson & Johnsons and the Pfizers of the world.
Exactly.
So fast forward, conservatives such as Ted Cruz try and work on a Senate plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. Where was the pharmaceutical industry? They stayed neutral. Where was AHIP, which is the largest industry association of health insurers? They were actually opposed to most everything the conservatives were trying to do. And why is that? Because conservatives were trying to craft a law that would, again, focus back on the American people. It wouldn't focus on corporate profits and corporate bailouts. So conservatives were not willing to craft these backroom deals saying, okay, fine, we'll extend your bailouts another 10 years because these things are still... They said, no, we need to limit the American public's exposure in this, and we need to focus on health care for them, not profits for your investors and for your bottom line that are coming at the expense of the shareholders or at the expense of the American public. And so
Right. One
very quick example, without getting too far into the nitty-gritty, is that Ted Cruz put forward an amendment that basically said, instead of this long list of mandates that Obamacare says every single policy must have, including maternity care for males, by the way, which is, you know, obviously never going to be used, but you have to pay for it. Instead of that, health insurance companies should be allowed to sell policies that actually are tailored to what individuals want. So think about, you know, like if you were able to buy a cable package, for example, that only had, you know, ESPN and Bravo and two other channels that you watch, but you didn't have to buy the other 450 channels. You're just buying the coverage that fits your lifestyle, fits
exactly
your family's needs.
Right.
The health insurance companies went ballistic. They went nuts and lobbied heavily against it. Why? Why? You know, that seems to make a lot of sense. They should want to sell a product that fits people's needs, right?
Exactly.
Except that they don't. Because the policies under Obamacare that mandate everything must be covered under the sun, they're expensive as all get out.
Exactly.
And the health insurance companies want to keep shoving expensive policies down your throat because why? Well, they make more money.
This is profit
and
margin
so
for them.
So they're fighting against proposals that would help the American public, again, because there's this, the narrative has shifted 180 degrees. Big business, big pharma, big health insurance, We can go into other industries as well, but today we're talking about healthcare. These folks are now all in bed with big government D.C. liberals. Mm-hmm. Conservatives are out there trying to craft policies that actually benefit the American people. And that's partly why they failed. Mm-hmm. They failed because for a couple reasons. Again, I don't think conservatives in the Senate are completely blameless because they didn't sell the idea well enough to the American people at the outset. You have to, it's called an outward in strategy. You sell it first to the American people, then you come back in and you have your vote. They tried to do an inward out strategy. I get why they tried it, but it was poorly delivered.
Well, it's wrongly focused. It's focused to them, not Main Street, like you say. And then, of course, with the pharmaceuticals and these other big business being involved with this, you got the K Street influence, all the lobbyists coming on these senators saying, hey, how much money do you want for your next reelection campaign?
This is all
one big happy ribbon all tied around their reelection package at our expense.
That's right. And, you know, just keep in mind that, you know, again, I think, you know, the listeners really need to understand this message that big industry is now working with big government liberals to rob you any way they can. And they write the bills to benefit themselves, and the American people are an afterthought. And so any attempt by conservatives to focus a law on the American people, they're going to receive blowback because they're not adding in the carve-outs at the
exactly.
rate that these companies have become accustomed to. It's just laughable because it's very short-sighted on the part of the health insurers, on the part of the pharmaceutical industry, because we all know Obamacare is collapsing. One way or another, it is collapsing. And so to grasp at these cronyist straws, which is really what they're doing, is really a short-term play, when the long-term play is to get back to market forces, because if you want more people insured, and health insurance companies should want that, right?
Right.
Then you need to get policies that people actually want to buy.
Exactly.
All these ideas that if the Senate passes anything, all these people are going to lose their health care. Most of those people that the CBO is scoring that are going to, quote unquote, lose their health care, it's because they don't want to buy what's out there in the first place.
Without a doubt.
They're the ones.
Well, Justin, we got to leave it right there. Appreciate you sharing. This is good stuff. America, you need to be aware of what is happening on the national health care debate. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you, Justin.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7th, 2017 and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26th, 2017.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, we're happy. Da, da, da.
Music from Mungo Jerry. I mean, how do you come up with a name like Mungo Jerry? Of course, this was, you know, all part of the 60s and 70s. This was a British rock group. But, you know, AK, let's bring you on here as we open up the door for Cooler Talk time. But, you know, just thinking about all the cool names that came out of the 60s, you know, the hippies. I remember one neighbor, they named their son I'm You. Because, you know, people are, hey, you, come, hey, you. And he's, so I'm you, you know. So I go, oh, what have you done to this poor child? And a gal that we worked with in L.A., she was a promotions director. Her name was Autumn Hayes. And when you know her middle name, you'll understand, you know, her father, who he appreciated, of course, Jimi Hendrix, because it was Autumn Purple Haze. Interesting names out of the 60s and 70s that the kids are going, oh my goodness, you know, this is almost like a tattoo, but I can't go and, you know, plead the case and get my name changed. But, you know, it's rather interesting that the names that parents came up with for their kids in the 60s and 70s. Too much of the wacky tabacky, I think, maybe. I don't know.
What? Yeah, I think too. I think so. Maybe a fallout from the Woodstock days, right? Didn't who named his daughter? Who was the singer who named his daughter Moon Unit and his son?
Oh, that's
Eagle?
Zappa. Yeah, Frank Zappa.
Yeah, Frank Zappa. He did.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think it's kind of come full circle because now we've got these Hollywood celebs coming up with crazy names like Apple.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow naming her kid Apple. You know, at least the people in the 60s had an excuse, baby, because they were doing like some ganja, right?
Well, thank God, you know, they didn't name you cucumber or something, or, you know, some you know, cauliflower or what, I don't know, broccoli.
But you know what? Growing up, nobody knew Andrea either, so I was constantly getting mispronounced my name. I would have rather been called Moon Unit or I'm You. I would have rather, when roll call in class came about, I said, hey, I'm You.
I think we go through that phase, you know, when you're growing up, you want to change your name. I know for me, I was a fan of the Little Rascals, of course, way before your time, and you don't remember them probably. But yeah, I told my parents, I made the announcement one day at the dinner table, I was going to be called Spanky. I want to be Spanky.
Not Alfalfa?
Not Buckwheat.
You didn't
want to
be Alfalfa?
Not, Alfalfa was, it was a little bit of a stretch for me, but I liked Spanky because Spanky seemed to, you know, he seemed to be the CEO of everything. He was kind of in control, I guess. Maybe that's why I gravitated to him. But Alfalfa was part of the recipe, though.
Well, right. You know what? You know, my generation, we did learn all about the Little Rascals thanks to Eddie Murphy and his
Yes,
Buckwheat.
Right. Yeah,
when
Buckwheat.
He was on Saturday Night Live.
Mm. Yeah, we love Buckwheat. See, Buckwheat's all part of the recipe, too. You got to have a little bit of Buckwheat, a little Alfalfa, and you, and Darla. Of course, you would be Darla. You see, that's who you would be.
Was she sassy?
She was sassy, and she was probably the predecessor to Dynamite in a Dress, you know, if the truth be known. But that's a whole other story. Hey, speaking of which, getting to the cooler, cooler talk topics. I mean, certainly the big one that's turning, water coolers upside down is this healthcare situation. We just got a phone with Justin Danhoff, who is legal counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. He confronted these health insurance pharmaceutical industries, and he's blaming them for the stalled health care reform, and they make no excuses. They're saying, even after they've made $15 billion, they're saying, hey, there's not enough money here. You need to give me more because President Obama promised us reparations and that he would cover any of our losses. And so the weave of deception and all the tentacles from K Street and these big health insurance companies and big pharma and all that are all influencing, this healthcare decision. And this is all being done at our expense. I mean, you can blame Republicans, you can blame Democrats, blame whoever you want. But it is the system. It is what we, the people, have allowed to prevail in our country. And this is why it's so bogged down right now.
I think you're right. I think I do hold the Republicans blame it because the Republicans are supposed to be the party that understands limited government, that understands the benefits of the free market, and should have understood from the beginning why government never should have been involved in our healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the outset, and when we had people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham calling Ted Cruz a wacko bird because he stood on the floor and tried to stop the House, which was controlled by the Republicans at the time, who control spending because all spending comes from the House.
Right.
When he tried to stop the House from funding Obamacare, to stop the tentacles from reaching its way into all of our internal organs, the tumor that started attaching itself to all of our internal organs, he wanted to shut off the blood supply, and the Republicans didn't stand up for the American people. The suffering, and for many reasons, because many of these Republicans are in bed with these
That's how they
donors.
Get reelected. That's how they get
That's
reelected.
That's how they get reelected.
Exactly.
That's how they get committee. That's how they get committee seats on the basis of the fundraising. So they sit and then they oversee these committees to where they're supposed to oversee the very industries who are funding their campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And when for 7 years they passed six or seven votes through the House and the Senate for full repeal. Not replacement.
Well, I think it was more. I think it was a lot more than that. I think it might have been, as many as I don't know. If I remember, it might have been close to 50 different votes on this thing. I mean, it was some astronomical number. And then here you get it 7 years later. Now you've got the ball. What are you doing with it?
They should have done repeal from the beginning.
Right. Well, my vote is like what you're saying, AK, is that repeal the doggone thing. Open up the states right now. Just say, okay, insurance companies, go across state lines. It is all you. Have a heyday. Go out there. Can you imagine? I mean, we'll start seeing TV ads for great insurance packages for $39.99. This will come out big time. And, this is what competition will do. And for the health insurance companies, there's a revolution on the horizon here where they're going to have to rewrite their models and they're going to have to respond to the people. Can you imagine? I mean, we really have a golden opportunity here to have a customer-centric health program, but we've got to get the government out of the way, in a sense, to think that they're the answer. this is not their responsibility. It's never been their responsibility. It's our responsibility as individuals. I mean, you know, I need a mammogram about as much as you need a prostate exam. So, you know, but this is what Obamacare gave us. Thank you very much. And of course, because you have some money, you got to pay for it. And not only do you have to pay for yours, but you have to pay for the woman next door who can't, who can't afford it. You know, so we got to carry their water as well.
And not even just whether or not they can afford it. Healthcare should be like my homeowner's insurance. My homeowner's insurance, I have to have a roof over my head. It was never tied to my employment.
Right.
Why was health insurance ever a part of your employment? It needs to come out of that basis. That remove the mandates for individuals, remove the mandates for businesses, remove the taxes. What they need to do is not replace it. They need to start undoing all the regulations and the taxes associated with it. Ted Cruz should have never had to attach an amendment allowing insurance companies to offer coverages that didn't include one size fits all. Why am I ever having to pay? My homeowner doesn't pay for my next door neighbor if he doesn't fix his roof or maintain his roof.
Exactly.
It's not my responsibility.
Well,
and the pre-existing conditions should be treated like the high-risk drivers in automobile. There's so many different things that we could take from the automobile and the homeowners insurance industries, open it up, allow for competition and choice for the individual consumer, and get it out of the employment situation.
Exactly. Why can't it not work in the healthcare when it's already proven empirically and resoundingly that it works with, as you say, with homeowners insurance or auto insurance, right?
Right. Well, you know, it's because this was never about access to health care. It was never about insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, insurance is, you know, what does insurance have to do with whether or not, you know, for example, you know, their Planned Parenthood. You know, why do we have Susan Collins in Maine arguing that, you know, I or anybody else should fund that organization and pay for somebody's choice? And abortion is a choice. That's not something that happens to you, like getting cancer.
Exactly.
You know, that's absurd.
It's an elective, it's an elective proposition. Exactly.
Yeah. We don't cover people's Botox either. You know, is that what's going to come next, or plastic surgery? It's because this was what Ronald Reagan warned about in 64 when he said the inroads to socialism in this country would come through our healthcare system, because who could deny a sick person insurance? You know, the shame game, and it's all about emotions. This was never more than a power grab. Obamacare is a decaying building that was built on a crumbling Marxist foundation. It needs to be demolished, torn down.
I say set the prisoners free. I mean, we've been imprisoned by this ideology, and they've weaponized it in such a way that, America, you have become enslaved, whether you realize it or not. Speaking of setting the prisoners free, it looks like the juice may get loose, huh?
Well, he may. And, you know, and from what I'm seeing from legal experts, and by the way, no shock, I'm not a comma JD, I'm not an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the case in and of itself, separate from what happened in Brentwood in 94, you know, he's got a really good chance of getting out, and should, because, you know, just on the merits of what happened in Las Vegas,
you got to love it when the judge pronounces sentences, this has nothing to do with the past. Well, if it didn't, why did you bring it up, you know? Hey, the other disturbing thing that's around the water cooler here, AK, is the Justine Diamond, Minnesota policeman case.
Yes, and what people are talking about in the water cooler is how much smells coming out of Minnesota, that the story has gone dark. Media is not reporting on it. Much of mainstream media is not. And there's a lot that we're not being told. That's the suspicions around the water cooler.
Well, what is Somali policeman, right? He's from Somalia. He had already, in the first, 2 years, had three complaints against him. Not good. Probably a clear demonstration. This is not the right gig for him. We got to wrap it up right there. AK, Andrea K, I'm Bill Martinez live.
Assist into a dry powder the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing
anything for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One Rule Away before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.